again in my heart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wild Card Wednesday here. Wild Card Wednesday continues. And you guys never fail to make it wild and weird. 847 area code requested specifically the Brenda Lee version of Feelings. Dan, you should be happy that you were not alive when Morris Albert's song Feelings was played on the AM radio every 12 minutes. Oh, man. And I can just picture Steve King going, I got to play this again. All right. All right. Well, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here, 720 WGN. For those of you who are just waking up, the Cubs did force a game seven, which happens tonight. First pitch at 7 o'clock. And everybody is anxious. And this could be an incredibly historic night. So there you go. All right, are we ready to play some celebrity name game? Esmeralda just came busting into the door. You looked like you were determined. Are you all right? What are you doing? Oh, what happened to your own headphones?
They're at home.
Oh. Okay. Are we ready for celebrity name game? We need the cards.
I will bring them in.
Dan is going to bring the cards in. Don't look at the cards ahead of time. Try not to look at the cards ahead of time, Esmeralda.
Okay.
Well, what are you doing?
One's out. It weirds me out. I can't hear anything out of one ear.
Oh, I hate that too. All right, but you can hear now?
Yes.
Okay, you're fine. All right. So, celebrity name game, this is how it works. So, what we do is we have a card here. One has a theme.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I will start by giving clues to you, Esmeralda.
Yes.
And then you will we'll add them up, how many ever you get, and then you will give me clues.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will go to a final round that is anything.
Yes.
Anything general. It doesn't have to be a topic. Doesn't
anything
be related.
Goes.
Anything goes. We do that round each, and then we do another card with a specific subject.
Yes.
All right? And, yeah, those are the rules. And then Dan will keep track. He will also keep time. And we have for the first one we have, is it 45 seconds?
Yeah.
45 seconds on the clock for the first round, and then 75 seconds for the second. And then we try to get as many as we can.
Right.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I will give, you will receive.
Oh, okay.
Down Under.
Mm-hmm.
That would be All About Australia.
Okay.
Down Under. All right. 45 seconds. Are we ready?
3, 2, 1.
Thor.
Oh,
he's got a brother.
Right.
When you have a dress and you want to shorten it, you
trim it.
No, you what
pass.
Do you pass? Okay, pass. this is the capital.
Melbourne. Sydney.
Okay. Okay. Yes, and this is where you go to hear people go. Oh!
Sydney Opera House.
Okay. Actress from. Oh my God.
Nicole Kidman.
No. Her first name is like Winslet, but it's spelled with a. It's spelled different.
Oh.
Do you know Winslet?
No.
Winslet. Okay.
No.
10 seconds.
Why am I blanking on this? Okay. Paul Hogan played him in the '80s.
Oh, Crocodile Dundee.
Okay. This is where you go. You dive.
Coral Reef.
Well, you got that last word right.
Time.
Reef time.
No. Great Barrier Reef.
Ah.
How did I blank on Cate Blanchett movies?
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten it.
How did I? Okay.
What was the guy? I forget his
Chris
name.
Chris Hemsworth.
Hemsworth.
Hem.
Oh,
when you shorten it, you hem it.
Right.
Okay.
By the way, isn't the Great Barrier Reef dead now?
I guess. You know what was on here that we didn't get to?
I heard.
Because I'm going in order.
Mm-hmm.
Guess Australian things. Dan, guess what was on this card that I did not get to? Australian
Mad
things.
Mad Max?
Yes.
Oh.
That's
what you get.
All I could have said was, I've seen it 54 times.
I want to go in order.
Well, that's what I do. I go in order because you go in order on the show.
Whatever.
All right. All right. Well, how many did she get?
2.
Man, that's not good.
Great. Thank you.
You know, it's my fault. I guess I was giving. I can't think of Cate Blanchett movies. What the hell is wrong with me? Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So I'm guessing Esmeralda will now give clues. Celebrity name game. 45 seconds.
Category first.
Oh, Canucks. Yes. Tell me what's the category. What?
Canucks. Famous Canadians.
Oh, boy. All right.
Three, two, one.
He's Ace Ventura.
Jim Carrey.
She was. She's a singer, and then she
Celine
was,
Dion.
No, the other one. Don't impress me much.
Shania Twain.
Yes. Hockey. He's blonde.
Wayne Gretzky.
Yes. He does the Jeopardy show.
Alice Trebek.
Yeah. this is. She's a folk singer.
Joan Baez.
No. It's the same. Her name starts with the same first letter.
Janis Joplin. No.
Nope.
Janice Ian.
No.
Skip it.
Yeah. 10 seconds.
Electricity and light. This is what he invented.
What?
Light and stuff.
Thomas Edison?
No, the other guy. The other guy.
What other guy?
Alexander Graham Bell. Was that telephones?
That's I don't the telephone,
remember.
Telephone, yeah.
Whatever. This is like Alan Arkin.
Who was the girl I couldn't, the actress, or the singer?
Joni Mitchell.
Oh, man, how did I not get that? What an idiot.
I couldn't think of anything else. I was trying to think, I'm like, what Mitchell, like what other Mitchell is there? And I couldn't think of any.
All right.
Or a Joni.
How many did we get?
You scored four.
Four. All right. Four to two. All right. Now, here's the round I will give you. This is 75 seconds.
Okay.
And
this is the anything goes.
Anything goes. All right. It's any category.
Let's do this.
All right. Whenever we're ready.
Three, two, one.
She sings Poker Face.
Oh, Lady Gaga.
It's the movies about shining vampires, teenagers love
them. Oh, Twilight.
But she's married to John Lennon.
Yoko Ono.
Bond movie. Where do you go to gamble?
The casino.
Right.
Oh, Casino Royale.
Okay. The football team, the professional football team in Texas.
Oh, the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. The star of Twilight, not the girl, but the other guy.
Robert Pattinson.
This is where you go buy clothes. It's not new.
Mall. Yeah, thrift store.
No, it's not new. What's the opposite of new?
Used.
No.
Used.
No.
Resale.
Opposite of new.
Old.
Okay. Where do you
old
go to
shop?
It's a military branch.
Oh, it's Salvation Army.
No.
Old.
Military branch.
Oh, my God.
Okay, skip it. Where the presidents live.
A White House.
Okay, basketball player back at Cleveland.
Oh, LeBron James.
And this is a game that you play with where you smash sweet things.
Candy Crush.
Okay, let's go back now. All right, not new.
Old.
All right, military branches. Go through the military branches.
Marines, Navy, Old Navy.
There!
Bravo.
We got them all. We got them all.
I thought when you were old, I was like, thrift, Salvation Army?
Man, all right. God, that was nerve-wracking. We got all of them. 10, right?
You did. Congratulations.
10, that's great. That's great, Esmeralda. All right.
Okay. Yes.
Now, any category for me. Here we go. Okay. 75 seconds. Dan, ready?
Three, two, one.
She's at Disney World. She's the character. She's
Snow White?
Right. No, but the main ones.
Cinderella?
No, the big main ones at Disney World.
Minnie Mouse?
Yeah.
Mickey and Minnie Mouse?
Yeah, no. Yeah, okay. You got it. It's that place where everybody knows your name.
Cheers.
Yeah. They're the Mop Tops. Fab Four. Okay, this is that movie with Tom Cruise, and he's he's like floating in the thing in the Pentagon.
Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Oh, and then this is the one that you said, the Canadian singer that you said,
Celine Dion.
Yeah. This is where you gamble.
Casino.
City. It's a city.
Las Vegas.
Yeah. This they had that movie with I can't remember. Crap. She's with the tombs and the pyramids. She's the queen.
Cleopatra?
Yes. And this is the other show that they have, not Jeopardy, but...
Wheel of Fortune?
Yes. And then this is the guy who always says funny sayings like, don't confuse me for a rabbit in the thing.
Dr. Phil?
Yes. And then this is...
10 seconds.
This is... Wait, come on!
No, go ahead!
She's a Disney star, and then she pretends to be a
Miley
singer.
Cyrus?
Yeah, but what's the name of
Hannah
the show?
Hannah Montana?
Yes.
Got them all?
Got them all.
Yay!
Nice job. Nice job. Nice job. That, by the way, he's floating in the Pentagon?
In that room.
I know. But he wasn't in the Pentagon.
Oh, what was it?
No, it was the FBI or the CIA headquarters or something, if I remember correctly. Wasn't it like that?
Wait, are you sure it's not the Pentagon?
I don't think it was the Pentagon. Was it the Pentagon?
I want to say it was the Pentagon.
Oh, okay. All right, then you're
like
probably right.
It was like highly security.
Yeah. Well, I think
the FBI is at the Pentagon.
Oh, yeah, so it was at the Pentagon then. You're right. But he's floating in the Pentagon. All right. We got a break here for weather and traffic. We'll come back. We got one more full round to do. So what do we got for a score for me and Esmeralda?
Right now you are ahead 14 to 12.
Ooh, tight. Tight race. So, all right, we got a break here, weather and traffic. We'll come back, play another quick round, and then we got a Blackhawks Express to play as well. Well, Chicago is the place where all the soul goes. All right. Wild Card Wednesday, last request. Harold requested Mighty Joe Young's Take on Chicago, and that's what Cleveland's going to do in a matter of hours for Game 7 of the World Series. Esmeralda, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, are we ready for our second full rounds?
Yes.
Of Celebrity Name Game?
Yes.
As we prep to be on the show.
Yeah.
All right, I will give you clues.
Mm-hmm.
And the topic is Where the Wind Blows, All About Chicago.
Oh, my.
Where the Wind Blows,
this
All About Chicago.
It'll be embarrassing if I don't get in.
All right.
Don't get them all.
Okay. Okay. At 45 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
Indiana Jones.
What?
He played Indiana Jones.
Harrison Ford.
Okay. This body of water, right, I'm pointing
Lake
to.
Lake Michigan.
What our nickname is.
Windy City.
He's on Empire. He was in that movie where he played the rapper.
I don't know his name.
Okay, so where do the Cubs play?
Wrigley Field.
A movie that was shot here with Harrison Ford on the run.
A Fugitive.
God, she was a playmate and an idiot.
Oh, Jenny McCarthy.
The worst, second worst movie ever made with Matthew Broderick. He took a day off.
No,
it's just
Ferris Bueller's
dick. No, just the character.
10 seconds.
Oh, I see.
Okay, the football team, professional football team.
Bears.
And what state are we in?
Illinois.
Okay, let's go back to the Hustle and
Howard, Flow. Howard, Terrence.
Oh!
Darn!
So close! It's Terrence Howard.
Yeah. I'll give that to her. That was...
All right, you got him. All 10.
Is he
all
from 10. Here?
Yeah, he's from Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Well then.
Okay. All right.
I have from yes. Sea to Shining Sea, American Icons.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, but oh, man is right.
Oh, man. All right. Are we ready?
It's
45
two,
seconds.
One.
He supposedly found America.
Christopher Columbus.
He's from the South, and they have those jeans that have the same name.
Levi?
Brand. No. The old ones, like from the 80s. I think they sell them at Sears. He's a Southern colonel or general.
I skip.
This lady, she, you know, the president who was in, he had polio.
Yeah.
Who's the, his wife?
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah. He made a bunch of houses, architect here in Chicago.
Oh my God. Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yes. She's, she hands out things to people. You get one and you get one.
Oprah Winfrey.
Yes. I couldn't tell you any of these. He's the guy we're making fun of. Yes.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Time.
I wasn't making fun of him.
Really?
I like Bob Dylan. All right. What did I miss?
Robert E. Lee.
Robert E. Lee.
Lee.
Oh, Lee's jeans.
Lee,
okay.
Lee jeans.
All right. I gotcha. I never even would have gotten that.
Tecumseh, I couldn't.
Okay.
I couldn't.
How many did we get there?
5 on that one.
All right. So this is the final round for you, I will give. You
okay.
Ready? 75 seconds.
Okay.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Ashton Kutcher was in this
That 70s Show.
Okay. He is Magic Mike.
Oh, Channing Tatum.
That's right. She was married to Tim Robbins. She's an activist, actress.
Oh, Susan Sarandon.
Right.
Not married,
but
by the way.
He created Star Wars.
Oh, George Lucas.
She wrote all the Harry Potter books.
Oh, no. J.K. Rowling.
There you go. It is the sports network.
ESPN.
He hosted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Regis Philbin.
It's shoes. Gym shoes.
Nikes.
Kermit, Animal.
Frog.
No, Kermit, Animal was another one of these.
Oh, the
Miss
Muppets.
Piggy. Okay. The novel. Oh, my God. Why am I blanking on who wrote it? The rich guy. They made a terrible movie out of it with Leonardo DiCaprio.
The Island?
No,
Great Gatsby.
Yes.
Wow, 20 seconds of spare.
Who wrote Great Gatsby? Fitzgerald?
Yes.
Okay.
It helps now. Now that I can't give the clues anymore. Okay. All right. So this is it, right? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's anything goes. Here we go. 75 seconds?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, I thought you counted it down.
Oh, three, two, one.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa.
No, but
Santa
the commercial Claus. With
oh,
the vegetables.
Oh, Green Giant.
Yeah, but what's his whole name?
The Jolly Green Giant.
Yes.
Oh.
He had, he was Ray Charles. He played Ray Charles.
Jamie Foxx.
Yes. This is a fancy car.
Rolls Royce.
No, a little lower. A lot of middle-aged dads
Cadillac?
Like to drive it.
Cadillac?
No, it's three.
Mercedes?
No.
I don't know.
Short, very short.
I don't know.
Okay.
Pass.
This is that show with the guy. Oh, man, he was a comedian. He's a sports writer in it. And he's got a family and a cranky mom who hates the daughter.
Come on.
He bit someone's ear.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah. This is, the Scottish thing with the
haggis?
He's got the paint in the
Braveheart?
Movie. Yes. A baseball team from Michigan.
Detroit Tigers?
Yes. This is a British, I think he's the
10 seconds.
Prime Minister, kind of chubby fella, bald, during World Winch, War II.
Why am I blanking on his name?
You got it.
Time. Yeah.
Winston Churchill.
Yeah. All right. What were the final score?
I will tabulate that.
By the way, BMW, and everyone loves Raymond.
Oh, everybody BMW. Loves Raymond. Oh, man. Okay. Dave Flyer is here. Hey, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
How are you?
All right.
So, I heard you talking a little bit about daylight saving time and ending and stuff. And
yeah.
You were on before me. This is about 4 or 5 years ago. You were doing like 8 to midnight, and there was a Northwestern game. And I was doing 12 to 5, so that was a pretty long shift, mm-hmm. as you were talking about. And they said, well, Nick's not going to come in to do 1 hour, so just be there at about 11 o'clock. The game ended, I think, somewhere around 10, and then by 10:30, I was on the air. For 6.5 hours.
I do not miss those days.
No,
Dave.
No. No, but that's not the worst of it. So I was on from 10:30 till 5. And as I'm signing out and saying, okay, we'll be back next week, I see Bob Ferguson in the glass saying to me, keep going. Cannot find the great outdoors. Don't know where the USB is.
Oh, my God.
And then we were on until 5:30 in the morning.
That's a nightmare. I'm so sorry for you, Dave.
That was a 7-hour. That was the longest I've ever been on the air. It was like a marathon.
That is a marathon. That's amazing. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Crazy stuff. How about those Cubbies, man?
I know. It's crazy.
Did you stay up? Or you were up probably.
I watched. Of course. I'm not going to sleep during a Cubs World Series game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, gotcha.
All right, well, Dave, you're up next, yes?
Yes, sir.
All right, and that's Dave Plyer. He's coming up on the opening bell.
Thanks.
All right, what was the final?
24-19, Esmeralda.
Esmeralda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I was giving you the clues, that's why. He's the king of... I'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda. He's the king of...